That's a lot of music. Well, it's not all music. Well, it's supposed to all music. Of course, the announcer, and they tell them, they ask them where they're from, how long they've been fiddling, and things like that. That's, well, that's all I think.
Well, you told me that a fellow from Alabama.
Henderson.
Now, I can't give you the exact dates. I've got all that information someplace, but he came up here in about 18 and 36, 38, 40, along there someplace, and bought land from an Indian representative, and then in 1850 he had the, he laid out 16 lots for the town. Now he was from, Gunner, Alabama, I believe it was.
Not Gunnersville, but
Gunner.
There, I know of a Gunnersville, but I'm not.
Seem like they call it Gunner. He was raised in Tennessee and went to Alabama and then came up here and settled here in 1836. And then the town was incorporated, laid out in 1850. He operated a little store down here on the branch. And I think his wife died in 1854. Her grave is here in Beryl. Then he went to California in the gold rush. He was a father of 19 children and two marriages.
My goodness.
His grandson was here a couple of 3 weeks ago. Now they said it's impossible for him to be a grandson, but when he had 19 children and his father was the youngest of the 19 children, well, it's perfect, it was possible. His name was and he lived in San Diego. So he came back through here and visited his Barry's first wife's grave. And then we do have a photograph of Barry and his wife up in City Hall. He built the first store and operated the first store in Beryl.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the principal source of livelihood is here in Beryl?
Right now?
The principal source of livelihood?
Well, back in those days, hunting and trapping.
What about now?
Well, our principal source now is dairying, poultry. We have a poultry plant here that employs about 500 or 600 people. They process chicken from the squawk to the package, frozen package. And then of course dairying and the principal industries.
I came up from Eureka Springs. Is that principally a tourist?
It's a tourist center. See, Eureka Springs was founded on what it was, one of the early health spas. In other words, they had a lot of springs, and so they thought they had medicinal qualities, and people flocked in here from St. Louis and different places like that, and for cures of lumbago, kidney diseases, and so forth and so on. However, now, because Eureka doesn't like for sanding about it, those springs are all practiced and dammed, and they're using city water.
Is that right?
Of course, you know, the water level and everything changes. Town built out there.
It's very picturesque up there, I guess.
It's a lot of